Royal Boland speaking. I'm going to talk about the people of the Hull community. This will be a more detailed description of where people lived and names of people that lived there in 1917 and before. So, when Mother and I arrived from Colorado in May 1917, we arrived in a spring wagon pulled by one white mare who had been locoed and would not travel faster than a walk. So it took 5 days to make the trip. I will now name the people alphabetically, approximately, where they lived from the church and who their children were. Jess Ammerman lived 2 miles west and 2 north. Children were Ruth Ammerman, Hazel Ammerman Williams, Mabel Ammerman Loafman. And then we come to Adcock, and Adcock was the maiden name of Nora Dunn, and Mrs. Tremaine was Nora's mother's sister. Then John Angel lived a mile or so in Wyoming, or 7 or 8 miles west of the church. Children were Clara Wind, Jeanette Noyce, Doris Thomas, Alice Harrington, Henry Angel, and Marie Donahue. Barfoot is next. He had moved to Kimball, was the father-in-law of Felix Wilkerson. Mrs. Wilkerson died about the time we arrived up there, I don't know for sure when. And the only children that I remember were Elizabeth Wilkerson, Bud Wilkerson, and Jim Wilkerson. And I know the other 3 girls that Wilkerson girls, but I can't name them. The Darcy Boland family came to the Hull community in 1889, settling on the northeast 1/4 of Section 13, Township 20, Range 58, which is 2.5 miles north of the church. The children of Darcy Boland and Nettie Hemlock Boland were Iva Boland Langmaid, born January the 28th, 1885, died January the 8th, 1964. Maud Boland Elliott, born the 14th of February, 1886, died the 11th of December, 1969. Roy D. Boland was born June the 14th, 1889, died November the 13th, 1911. Glenn Boland was born October the 1st, 1893, died February the 20th, 1894. Darcy was in poor health, but built a dugout for the family and put up a shed for the horses. Darcy died of tuberculosis on April the 28th, 1894. Roy Boland married Grace Barnes Boland in August the 12th, 1910. Roy Boland's homestead was 2 miles west and 1 north of the church. Their children were Royal D. Boland. The Boyers lived 2 north on the east side of the road and had moved to Gearing by 1917. Blanton, Alex Blanton, lived 2 west and 1 north and 4 west in the edge of Wyoming. Children were Hattie, Marvin, Wesley, Minnie, Roanna, Forrest, Elmo, and Warren. The Barkells, Oscar, lived 2 east and 3.5 north, married the oldest daughter of Dan Warner. Can't remember what their children were. Creighton's arrived James K. Creighton, that is, arrived in 87. They lived four west, one and a half south of the church, on the northeast 1/4 of Section 5, Township 19, Range 58. They had a 1914 Model T Ford. Children were Charlie, Mary, Norman, William, George, and John. George Creighton lived 3.5 miles west and 1 mile south. He married Nita Tremaine. Had a fancy driving team and a top buggy. Children were Lloyd and married Lila Arnold, and they had 3 children, Howard, Loretta, and Bob. William Creighton married Mabel Tremaine. They lived near LaGrange, so were considered in that community. They had 4 children, Stacia, Yola, Wanda, and Zoe. Norman married Bertha Tatum from Missouri and lived near on the east side of the Wyoming line in Nebraska, on the southwest 1/4 in Section 6, Township 19, Range 58. They had no children. John lived 1/2 mile in Wyoming but came to Hull to church. Had 4 living daughters, Lucy, Mildred, Betty, and Francilia. Betty had a twin and died shortly after she was born. Very long. John's first car was a 1918 Rio. Charlie Creighton had moved to Missouri, but his homestead is 1/2 mile south of John Creighton's, on where Harold Nisonger lives. Charlie had 2 sons by his first wife, Darrell and Oral. Fred and Jim Card. Only Fred was married when we came in 1917. Fred was married to Nora Hinton and had a son, Carol, and lived 4 north and 4 west of the church. Jim married Eva Warner later, about 1923 or 24. They had Duane and Dale. Alex Carlson married Grace Barnes Bolin in 1922 and lived 5.5 north, 1 east, and Grace was the widow of Roy Bolin and mother of Royal. Grandma Dunn was the only one living 2 miles west and 2.5 south. She was the mother of Mamie, Aura, John, Philip, and Nellie. Mamie married Emerson Faden and lived east of Harrisburg, had a son, Harold. Aura married Mary Creighton and lived 2 west and 3 south. They had 1 living daughter, Alva. John Dunn married Cecil Ogg of eastern Nebraska and lived 2 west and 5 or 6 miles south in 1917. But shortly after Grandma Dunn died, they moved to the old place, probably in 1918 or 19. They had William and Mildred before 17, and Warren and Wayne after 17. Philip Dunn married Nora Adcock. Nora's mother was a sister of Mrs. Tremaine. Phil and Nora lived 2 south, 1.5 west, and 1.5 south, and they had 1 daughter, Helen. Dunn brothers had Buick cars in 1917. Nellie Dunn married Frank Faden and lived south of Harrisburg and had James and Francis. back to the seas. There was Calderwood. Calderwoods were the first settlers on the Noyes place, 3/4 mile west of the church. Moved to Gearing about 1900, and Earl Callahan married a sister of Mrs. Earl Harvey. Their maiden name was Cross, and Earl Callahan lived for a short time on the Boyer place, which was 2 miles north of the church. Len and Zell Early, Mrs. Early's maiden name was Foreman. Early's had one son, Arlen, and lived 2 west and 3 1/2 north of the church. Dr. Georgia Fix lived in Gearing, but owned the place 3/4 mile north of the church and later sold to Bressler. She delivered many of the babies of the early 1900s, including Royal D. Bolin. Foreman was an early settler, but moved away by 1917, were seen at funerals and memorial days. Greens, who lived in the edge of Wyoming, south of the Creightons, were seen memorial days and at funerals at Hull. And Earl Harvey lived 4 miles south, 1 east of the church, and Earl married Ethel Cross. They had Inez, Helen, Alma, A.C., Darrell, Vernon, and Elsie. Lem Hopkins married Myrtle Spear, lived about 5 miles west of the church, had Beth, Lynn, Floy, Burl, Kenneth, Hester. Hopkins' family were staunch supporters of the church. Eikenberry, Virgil, lived on the Speed Place. Their daughter became Mrs. Albert Littlejohn. Her uncle was Jim Labertue, whose ranch was on the east side of Eagle's Nest, later sold to W.W. Peters. Eikenberry had to move when Alta Spieth married Bill Bittner and came to live there permanently in 1920. The Joneses had moved, but Mrs. Jess Ammerman was a Jones. I remember Grandma Kessler, who was Art Williams's mother-in-law. She lived in Gearing. Conrad Cooksauce had just come from Russia to homestead in Charlie Stoddard's pasture, 3 miles north of the Hull Church and 1/2 east. Cooksauce, in about 1918, bought the Dorsey Bolin quarter from my grandma, Nettie Bolin Rice. He moved there, living there a long time. His children were Catherine, Fred, David, Pauline, Ella, and twins Rosa and Adelia. Langmaid, Uncle Orrin Langmaid, married Iva Bolin in 1903 and lived 1 mile north and 4 miles west of the church, or just 2 miles west of the Roy Bolin place. And Nelse Mickelson, married Lida Duckworth, was living in Ralph Noyce's homestead house 1 mile west of the church and was carrying the mail. The Maccumber lived 3 miles west of the church. His original homestead was in a canyon west of the Orrin Langmaid's, but they had made some kind of trade, so he moved. Mrs. Maccumber's homestead, the southwest 1/4 of section 26, township 20, range 58, which is part of the Bolin Farms, at this writing. This land is 2 miles west of the church, or a 1/2 mile south of our Bolin place. McCumpsey Charlie McCumsey house was abandoned, having moved to Gearing. The house was 2 miles west of the church and 4 1/4, 8 north. And George Noyce was 3/4 mile west of the church, buying out McPherson, who had the Calderwood place. And also Noyce bought Sparks, next quarter east of him, and Grandpa Parks donated donated the land on the west of the cemetery to build the church on. Mrs. Noyce ran the Hull post office. They came in about 1903. Mrs. Noyce and Mrs. Pearson were sisters. Noyce's had Jim, Lottie, Nellie, Ralph, and Clifford. Lottie and Nellie married Charlie and Lester Van Pelt.
Up south
on the divide. So the Van Pelts were down at Hull to visit. Jim married and was living in Mitchell. Cliff married Jeanette Angel, had no children, and lived 1 3/4 miles south and 1 1/2 mile west of the church. Ralph never married. Pearson owned a Pearson ranch on the Punkin Creek, 6 or 7 miles east of the church. He had moved to Mitchell in the early 1900s, letting his daughter and husband Clarence Scrivens run the ranch. Mrs. Scrivens died 2 years after Eldridge was born. Eldridge, who was raised by grandparents Pearson, in 1917 the main house was abandoned just like it was when she died. W.W. Peters married Loop and never knew what her first name was. Loop was one of the original mail carriers connected with the first Hull post office, which was 2 north, 1 1/2 west of the church. Peters owned the ranch 4 1/2 miles north and about 3 east of the church. Their daughter Cordy and husband John George lived there in about 1918. Al Preston married Lou Ammerman and lived 3 1/2 miles north of the church at Mildred and Melva. Reg Preston married Ina Hinton and lived northwest 7 or 8 miles of the church. They had one son, Bob, who married Eleanor George. There were several Prestons who had died by 1917. Stoddard, A.M. Stoddard, lived 2 east, 3 north of the church. They had one son grown and living in North Platte, one daughter in Idaho. Mrs. Stoddard died soon after they homesteaded. Mr. Stoddard then married a widow, Mrs. Hinton. She had 2 daughters, Nora, Ina. In a short time, Mr. Stoddard died. The second Mrs. Stoddard was always called Grandma. She moved to Scott's Bluff. All this happened before 1917. And Charlie Stoddard married Hazel Kelly and was living on the place. They had Clarence, Lloyd, Clinton, Dean, and Mary Beth. I know little about the Kellys. There was Brian, who married Beth Hopkins, and Omer, who married Elsie Warner. Eb Stoddard married Bernice Rice. They lived 2 east, 1 1/2 north. They had one, only Willard. Neoma was born December the 15th, 1917, and Bob and Betty in 1921. And Charles Spieth married Emma Binfield and lived 2 miles east, one south the church, but had moved to Mitchell, and Eikenberry lived there in 1917. Emma Benfield was a sister of Lucy Benfield Parks. Lucy Creighton Ben Bolin's grandmother. The Spieths had moved to Mitchell. Spar, Anna Spar, married Neva Hill. Anna and Neva had a daughter, Myrna, who married Clinton Stoddard. In 1917, Anna and Vida were living with their dad, William Spar. Vida rode away to be married to Guy Davis in about 18 or 19. And Anna and Neva were married in about 1920. Bolin Spear was dead about, but his wife and son Aubrey lived 3 miles west and a half north of the church. Salisbury, his grandma Salisbury, was Mrs. Ammerman's mother of Jess, Lily, Lou, and Mrs. Deitch. Stemmer Ranch in the LaGrange area, who kept the Bolin children while Nettie Bolin worked on the ranch until she married J.S. Rice, a storekeeper in LaGrange, sold the store and bought a ranch 2.5 miles east and 1 north of the Hall Church. They had Bernice and Stanton. Mother met my dad while boarding at the Rice's while teaching school. Grandma Rice's parents, the Reverend and Mrs. Helmick, lived with her until their death. In 1917, Grandma Rice was living in Gearing, and Emory Scott was living on the place. Dr. Packard was retired because of poor health and living about 5 miles east of the church. And Ralph Thompson lived 6 or 7 miles northeast of the church. Thompson bought the original Preston place. He had 3 children by the first marriage, Jeanette, Helen, and Paul. They went by his name. He was married the second time when he came, and they had William, Elizabeth, Ruth, and Junior. Old Severine Thompson was a bachelor living in a little shack just east of Uncle Orne's, or 2 miles west, 1 north, and 2 west of the church. He trapped and had a Model T Ford. Wilson Mitchell lived 2 west, 2 south, and a half west, 3/4 south of the church. They had Vina, Sylvia, Frank, Joe, George, and Rosalind. Dan Warner married Lily Ammerman, lived 3 north, 1 west of the church. They had Mattie Warner Barkell, Francis Jones, and Gladys, Anna, Eva, Ida, Elsie, Jesse, and Willard. Only Mattie and Francis were married in 1917. Gladys married Lynn Hopkins in about 1918. They and Brian Kelly, Beth Hopkins, went to be married in Gearing in 1918 or maybe 20, rode by the post office and announced their intention. I.F. Warner lived 3 miles east and a half mile south of the church, but were living in Mitchell in 1917. They had Bertha, who married Chester Cron, and they had Durrad, Myrna, Avis, and Mildred. Bert married Leela Huffman. They had Albert and Rowena and Ruth Levine. Ralph Warner married Sylva Mitchell, and they adopted Leoma. Arthur Warner married Vina Mitchell. They had Marvin, Shirley, and Arlene. Will married Minnie Palm. They had Bernice and Raymond and Vernon. Lawrence and Mabel had Wayne, Keith, and Barbara. And I don't know anything about Jay Warner. But Alice Warner married Roy Hamilton, and they had no children. Warner had another son killed by lightning. He was standing up driving the wagon, and William Warner was riding behind and saw it. Felix Wilkson married a Barford girl who was a good friend of Aunt Iva. They had four girls and two boys. They lived 4 1/2 east and 3 south of the church. Mrs. Ed Johnson of LaGrange and Mrs. Bob Stoffer of Harrisburg and Jim Wilkinson of Morrill. These are the ones I remember. The Wilkinson kids, of the Wilkinson kids. Mrs. was probably dead in the 20s. Williams's, in 1917, there was Art and Bert Williams. Art was the father of Lynn Williams. Lynn and Hazel Ammerman Williams lived on Art Williams' place in 1917, but soon moved to the old Ammerman place, which they bought from Grandma Salisbury. They had son Laverne in 1915, who died in 1926. And then there was Whipple. Charlie Whipple place was north of Charlie Stoddard's, running north into the hills, having a canyon for picnicking, and we always called it the Whipple Canyon, and it was sold to W.W. Peters before 1917. Memorial Day couldn't be had without a son, Ed Whipple, being the announcer. South of Earl Harvey's, a couple of miles, lived Dallas Grubbs, and a little bit farther south than that was Vernon Grubbs, whose son, Guy, still lives there. In about 1918, why, Billy Jones, who married Frances Warner, the second daughter of Dan Warner, came and built on the quarter which was 3 north and 1 3/4 miles west of the church, or about 2 miles north of where Douglas Boland lives. They had Helen, Lila, and Tiny. I forgot the Matthews. Matthews were Homer and Thad. Homer had several children. Among them were Thalbert and Marvin that I remember. And Thalbert married Leoma Warner. Thad Matthews never married, but he and Homer eventually moved to just a quarter mile west of the Boland farm. As a Ku Klux funeral in the church, held in the church, of Mr. Simons from way over east, north of the Pearson place, died, and lo and behold, the Ku Klux Klan held a